下面就是读经的时间。
It's time for our scripture reading.
今天的经文是在旧约圣经哈巴谷书。
The verses will be in Habakkuk.
旧约圣经哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk.
第一章的第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
他说：耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还是不拯救。我们把下边的时间先交给徐牧师，再交给陈牧师。
So we will keep the time first to Pastor Xi, and then to Pastor Tam.
今天是我们教会的宣教主日。
It's a mission Sunday for our church.
我们很高兴啊，陈启尧牧师和陈恩德师母带着他们的两个孩子，来到我们教会来传讲主的信息。
We're really happy that Reverend Tan and his wife and their kid is with us today.
如果你在我们教会聚会超过五年以上的话，应该还记得五年前他们也来到我们当中。
If you've been coming to our church for more than 5 years, you shall remember that 5 years ago they also came to our church.
那时候是他们即将要出发去泰国，然后要去佤邦之前。
That was the time when they were about to leave for Thailand and Wa State.
那时候他们的儿子Caleb 那时候才一岁多。
Their son Caleb back then was only 1 year old.
过去几年当中，我想大家透过我们每个礼拜的祷告，也常常有机会为他们一家祷告。
Even in the past few years, through our church's regular prayers, people also have many chances to pray for them.
这几年凯恒已经在佤邦长大，现在六岁了。
Now Caleb is now 6 years old, growing up in the Wa State.
神又赐给他一个小妹妹。
And now they also have a little daughter.
Josephine 去年九月诞生。
Josephine was born last September.
到现在差不多七个月。
And she's about 7 months old now.
那他们一家今年在美国一年有所谓的这个 home assignment.
So the Tan family is staying in America for 1 year under the assignment.
预计今年的十月他们会离开美国再前往宣教工厂。
They plan to leave America to do their mission again this October.
所以请大家继续在祷告当中纪念他们一家的服事。
So do continue to pray for them.
我们就把时间交给 Derek.
So we give the time to Reverend Tan.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
高兴可以在回到你们当中。
It's a pleasure to come back here.
就这五年没有你们的教会的支持祷告。
Without your support for these past 5 years.
我们今天没有办法站在这里。
I wouldn't be able to stand up here today.
因为那个宣教士跟一个教会的关系呢？
The relation between a missionary and the church.
就很像一双筷子在神的手中。
It's like a pair of chopsticks in God's hand.
大家都知道筷子里面有两个部分嘛，对。
Holding a pair of chopsticks consists of two parts.
有这个下面这部分。
The bottom part.
还有这个上面这部分。
And the top part.
但是只要没有对方呢，什么东西我们都夹不起来。
Without both of these parts, we cannot pick anything.
那我们宣教士呢，就很像上面这部分。
So we missionaries are like the top part.
在那边动来动去，讲。
Moving around like that.
但是假如没有你们的支持，你们祷告，就是下面这部分。
But without your support and prayers, which are like the bottom part.
什么东西都不能完成。
Nothing can be achieved.
所以我们一起在神的手中。
So together in God's hand,
我们可以把神的旨意带到这世界。
We can bring God's will to the ends of the earth.
那假如你们是五年前还在这个教会
，So if you were in this church 5 years ago,
你会记得那次我是用英文讲到的。
You remember that the sermon I gave that time was in English.
那五年后因为宣教的关系。
Now 5 years later, because of missions,
我的中文进步了。
My Chinese has much improved.
所以我今天可以用中文分享。
So I'm going to preach in Chinese today.
虽然说我的中文还可以大大的进步。
Even though there's still room for improvement.
但是我最少可以用中文讲一个简单的一篇道。
But I can at least preach a simple message in Chinese.
那我我和我太太呢，我们一家人，我们是OMF 的宣教士。
My family is actually OMF missionaries.
那 OMF 呢，以前是叫做内地会。
OMF was called China Inland Missions.
然后是在1865年那时候成立的。
Was founded in 1865.
那是戴德森他是成立的。
Founded by Hudson Taylor.
那我们服侍的地方是叫做佤邦。
So the place where we serve is called the Wa State.
那佤邦呢是缅甸的一个自治区。
Wa State is an autonomous state in eastern Burma.
那在佤邦呢，大部分的地方都还没有，也没有水，也没有电。
There, the majority of places are without electricity and water.
那有差不多有人口呢，差不多有50,000。
There's about 50 million people there.
那这五万呢，大部分。
Oh, sorry. 50,000, half a million. Sorry.
那大部分呢，这些人呢，都是文盲的。
Most of them are illiterate.
所以呢，就是说，只要你进一个村子。
So if you enter a village.
然后你随便问一个小孩子你几岁啊？
If you just ask a random kid, hey, how old are you?
他们说，老师，我不知道。
He will say, I don't know, teacher.
因为他们的父母呢不会看，也没有日历。
That's because even their parents do not know how to read a calendar.
所以他们不知道他们是哪一天哪一日生的。
So they don't even know what day they were born.
那佤邦是22年的今天成立的。
So the Wa State was established exactly today, 20 years ago.
22 years ago,
sorry.
Okay. 那时候呢，只有北佤这个地方。
There was only North Wa.
但是那个时候缅甸政府呢就跟佤邦政府说
So then the Burmese government told the Wa State
只要你们肯去打这个毒枭昆沙的时候把他的兵打败了
If you're willing to fight the internationally sought drug lord 昆沙
他的地就是你的
And then his land will become yours
所以在1月1996年
So in January 1996,
佤军呢就把昆沙打败了。
Wa State Army defeated the Kunsa.
所以现在就有北佤还有南佤。
So now we actually have the North Wa and South Wa.
那佤邦呢那里呢是有16个不同的民族。
Wa consists of 16 different people groups.
那佤族是最多的。
The Wa being the most.
那其他呢，有包括有汉族从云南移民下来的。
The others include the Han from Yunnan, China.
还有阿嘎，还有百夷。
Also Aka and Shan.
那在佤邦，大部分人都他们是拜自然的。
Many people in Wa State worship nature.
所以很像山啊、石头啊、树啊。
Such as mountains, rocks, and trees.
那有一些呢是信佛的。
Some believe in the Buddhist.
那有一些也是基督徒
Some are Christians
那福音是102年传到佤族的
The gospel first arrived at Wa State in 100 years ago
那因为佤族有16个不同的民族
Because there are 16 different groups
那佤族他们中间他们也没有一个共同的语言
There isn't a common language in them
佤邦政府呢就需要选一个他们一个共同的语言
So the Wa government wanted to choose a common language.
那因为北佤那个首都很靠近中国。
Because the capital of North Wa is very close to China.
那他们很多的这些官呢，都在中国读过一点书。
And many people there actually went to China to study.
所以他们就选了华语、中文做他们的正式语言。
So they chose Chinese as their official language.
我和我一家呢，我们是在南佤。
So my family and I are living in South Wa.
在这个孟干区这里服侍。
In a district called 孟干。
我们是在这个孟干基督教学校那边教书的。
So we actually teach in 孟干 Christian School.
我们在那边是主要是教英文。
We mainly teach English there.
那佤邦呢？这个孟干这个 基督教学校是11年前建立的。
So this school was established 11 years ago.
现在呢，他们有两个分校。
Now they have two different campuses.
然后两个分校加起来有差不多700个学生。
Together, there are about 700 students.
那最近因为打仗的原因，
Recently, because of war,
有很多谣言说这个学校已经关了。
There have been rumors that the schools have been closed.
但是那个只是谣言。
But these are just rumors.
那我们刚刚都看过瓦邦的一点点的一些照片。
So we saw some photos about Wa State.
现在我们可以请大家再一次读我们今天的经文。
We will once again read the verse for today.
1, 2, 3. 他说：耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
假如你在教会中已经有一段时间了，If you've been coming to church long enough,
你知道传福音是我们每一位基督徒的责任。You
know that evangelization is the responsibility of every Christian.
因为人本来就是属于神的。Because
people belong to God originally.
那在约翰福音10:10那里跟我们说，
In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it says,
神要给人得生命，
God wants to give people life,
并且得了更丰盛，
to the fullest.
但是这个任务把人带回到天家是个不容易的一个事情。
But the task of bringing people back to heaven is not an easy one.
在我们读这个哈巴谷这里， 这个先知他是跟神埋怨。
Even the, in Habakkuk, the prophet complained to God.
他跟神说，神啊，我还要等多久你才会开始动工呢？
Complained, how long do I have to wait before you do something?
那在这四年当中，
So in the past four years,
我们在瓦邦有时候也会这样子跟神埋怨。
Sometimes we also complain the same way.
我们也会说，神啊，我们还要等多久啊？
Sometimes we all say, God, how long do we have to wait?
才会看到你的旨意, 行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Until we see that your will be done on earth as in heaven.
那今天呢, 恩德和我, 我们就会, 跟你们分享神怎么回答我们这个问题。
So today, Esther and I will share with you how God answered our question. Meng Chun is a small village in Wa State.
他们只有30多个家庭。
There's only about 30 families there.
这个村子每一个人都很熟悉每一个人。
And every person knows each other very well in the village.
他们很团结，但是他们不喜欢外人进入他们的村子。
They have a strong bond, but they dislike people from the outside.
尤其是 他们不喜欢基督徒。
They especially do not like Christians.
有一次我去探访这个村子里面唯一的一家基督徒家庭。
One time I was visiting the only Christian family in this village.
那个女主人伊娜呢， 她正好刚刚临盆生了一个小女孩。
So the master's wife, Ina of the house, was actually just finished giving the labor to a child.
我实在太高兴了。
I was so happy.
我庆幸我自己可以看到瓦族的那个生产风俗。
I was happy to see the culture behind the Wa people's labors.
小小的族屋里挤满了人。
Many people crowded in one small area.
妇女们忙着把新生的小娃包好。
The women were busy wrapping up the newborn child.
男士嘛，他们就围着火炉那边兴高采烈的喝着水酒，在那边聊天。And
the men were happily surrounding around the fireplace to chat and drink.
Okay. 我陪在伊娜的身旁，就恭喜她和她的丈夫艾然。So
I was right next to Ina and her husband, and I was celebrating with them.
慢慢的，村民一个接着一个就回到他们的田里面去做工。
Gradually, one by one, the villagers went back to their workplace to work.
使我有机会能够抱抱这个新生的小娃。
And I also had a chance to hold the new baby.
那个小姑娘很小，然后我摸到她的时候，她的脚冷冷的。
This baby girl is really small, and her feet was were quite cold.
所以我就说啊，再给我一个毯子，就把她包起来。
So I said, "Hey, give me one more blanket. I'm gonna wrap her up."
然后我就去艾然和伊娜的田里面去帮他们。他们那一天刚好是插秧。
So then I went to their farm to work for them.
可是不到半个小时的时间，我们就听到村子里面的人在对外面对啊我们田里面工作的人大喊。
But in less than half an hour.We heard people yelling from the village outside.
然后我们就听到枪声。
And then we heard gunshots.
所有在种田的女人就把那些秧苗就一丢，然后放下手中的活，就往村子里面跑。
So all the women just dropped their work and suddenly ran back to the village.
我也跟着他们跑回去，我心里面很慌。
So I also tried to run back with them, and I was actually really upset.
我想村子里面一定发生什么事情了。
Something must be very wrong.
我问以娜的妹妹，我的学生，我就说怎么了，怎么了
？So I ask Ina's younger sister, what's wrong?
她说老师我不知道，但是当她说的时候，她的眼睛里面充满了恐惧。
She answered, teacher, I don't know, but in her eyes I could see fear.
其实我心里面在猜想，可能是不是有人死了。
I was guessing that time that maybe somebody passed away.
因为佤族呢，他们是用枪声来宣布人的死亡。
Because the Wa people use gunshots to indicate the death of a person.
一方面呢，他们使其他的村民可以从田里面赶快回来帮忙。
On the one hand, it tells the other people in the village to come back to help.
但是同时呢，他们也相信枪的子弹可以带领那个过去去世的那个人的灵魂回到天堂。
On the other hand, their culture believes that the gunshot can bring the dead person's soul back to heaven.
我们刚跑到村子口的时候，我们就听到人们的哭嚎声。
So just as we were entering the village, we hear people's cries.
我怕的东西我看到了，艾然的。家充满了人，已经挤满了人。
So I saw what I feared most. The Iron's family was Iron's house was filled with people.
那个时候我心跳得很快，也很慌，我几乎不敢进去门里面面对里面的事情。
I was so upset, and I almost did not want to enter the house to see what's expected.
艾然和他的妻子伊娜，他们的那个新生的那个小婴儿已经被毯子裹好，放在地上等着要埋。
So, Inan and Iron's daughter, was already wrapped completely and just about to be buried.
艾然请我去替他们死去的女儿祷告，然后他们就要把她拿到外面去埋葬。
Iron wanted me to pray for their dead daughter girl before they bury her.
但是我一直问他，你确定这个小蛙死了吗？
But I kept asking him, are you sure that she's dead?
她真的死了吗？我刚刚才抱过她。
Are you sure? I just held her.
我实在不敢相信我所看到所听到的。
I couldn't believe what I heard and saw.
我在心里面就向神求。
So I asked God.
神啊，你不能让这个孩子死去。
God, you cannot let this girl die.
这个家庭是全村唯一的基督徒家庭，这一定是一个错误。
This family is the only Christian family in the village. This must be a mistake.
我们一直为这个孩子的出生，几个月来都为他祷告。
We've been praying for the birth of this daughter girl for months.
神啊，我相信你一定可以使他活过来。
So God, I believe you can resurrect this girl.
那么村子里的人就知道你是唯一的真神啊。
So that the village will know that you are the only true God.
我在心中一直向神呼求，求他显一个神迹。
So I kept asking God for such a miracle.
我的眼睛盯着地上的毯子。
And my eyes were focused on the blanket in the in the floor.
我在看是不是会动一下，然后我就马上想要冲到那个毯子那边，把毯子打开来。
Trying to expect even the slightest movement inside.
我想听听那个小蛙的心跳，为他祷告。
I just wanted to hear the baby girl's heartbeat and pray for her.
但是我的理智告诉我说不可以。
But my rational mind told me, no, that's not the case.
你不知道佤族的风俗习惯，是不是可以再开那个毯子？
The Wa's culture is they don't like the dead person's blanket to be reopened again.
接下来的事情好像对我来说好像那种慢动作一样。
So what happened to me later seemed to me like slow motion.
我带着他们祷告。
I prayed with them together.
跟着他们去埋葬。
And I followed them to bury the girl.
把孩子放在新挖的洞里面。
Putting the body inside the newly dug out the hole.
然后回到以娜的旁边，跟她一起哭。
And went back to Inan's side and wept with her.
那一天傍晚，我回到家，我心里面感觉很累。
So when I got back home that evening, I felt very exhausted.
我觉得我的神离弃我了。
I feel that God has abandoned me.
我很生气地问神说，神啊，你在哪里？
I was very mad and I was asking God, where are you?
过了几个月以后，
many months later,
同一个村子，孟宏村，
in the same village,
有一个十二岁的女孩，
another, a 12-year-old girl,
她口吐白沫，躺在竹坝上，在一个竹子屋子里面等死。
She was vomiting white bubbles and she's just about to die.
她患有疟疾，而且是最后的那个 stage.
She is dying from malaria and she's in her final stages.
全村的人都确定这个女孩快要死了。
So the entire village was sure that this girl is going to die.
所以他们就慢慢，他们就聚集在那个竹屋里面。
So they gathered in that place.
这就是佤族对待将要死或者是快已经死的人的习俗，他们会整晚陪着那个人的家人。
And this is actually the Wa culture to the person who is dying. They will accompany the dying person's family all through the night.
其中有一个村民就是几年前从我们学校毕业的一个学生。
So one villager, a graduate from our elementary school.
他是一位认真爱主的弟兄。
He's a very God-loving Christian.
他从田里面回到家中，就听说了这个消息。
So when he came back home, he heard of this news.
他很快跑到那个女孩子的家。
He quickly ran to this girl's house.
他问那个女孩的父母说，我可以为你们的女儿祷告吗？
And asked her parents, can I pray for your daughter?
他这个女孩的父亲是村子里面的大巫师。
Actually, the father of the girl is the villager's chief priest.
他那一天已经为自己的女儿算过命了。
He actually had done a fortune telling on his own daughter that day.
他用叶子算命，然后那个鬼，他所拜的那个鬼告诉他说，他的女儿活不过今天晚上。
He used the leaf to do the fortune telling and the ghost.That he worshipped told him that his girl will die tonight.
但是在他的无助当中，他回答可以。
But to his helplessness, he told the brother, "Yes, you can pray for my daughter."
他的女儿活过了那晚。
And later, his daughter didn't die that night.
不但如此，第二天他居然有力气可以坐起来。
Even more so, the next day, she was able to sit up.
而且坐那个摩托车经过很颠、灰尘又大的山路，到远远的一个小诊所去医病。
And had enough strength to ride on a on a motorbike, to the nearby hospital.
是我们的神啊，使这个巫师的女儿活了下来。
So it is our God who.Made this girl live.
回头看
So on hindsight,
当 Irene 的女儿去世的那一晚
The night when Irene's daughter passed away,
神是在那里的
God was there.
孟宏春的属灵的突破是从 Irene 女儿过世的那一天开始的。
The spiritual breakthrough of the village started from Irene's death. Irene's daughter's death.
那天晚上。
That night.
我用一个基督徒的身份回去那个孟宏春。
As a Christian, I came back to the village.
我就陪了他们那家几个小时。
I spent time several hours with the family.
那几个小时呢？那个村子的人就进进出出那个 Irene 的家。
During these hours, the people come back and forth inside the house.
他们就看到我坐在他们家的当中。
And they saw that I sat inside their house.
陪着他们那几个小时呢，我没说什么。
In these several hours, I didn't speak.
我们唱的几首赞美诗。
We sang several praise songs.
我做了一个简单的祷告。
I also led a simple prayer.
但是我没说什么。
But I did not speak too much.
我静静地坐在他们当中陪着他们。
I just sat there silently with them.
然后我就回家了。
And then I went home.
但是从那天开始。
But ever since that day.
那一村的人对我们这些外地来的基督徒的老师的态度改变了。
The attitude that the villagers had towards us Christian teachers have changed.
更奇怪，那一村的狗的态度也对我们不一样了。
Even their dogs had a different attitude towards us.
那一村的狗是出名很凶很凶的。
Their dogs actually are infamous for being very fierce.
那村的狗呢，会咬啊，他们同村的人。
The dogs even bite their own villagers.
那我们之前呢，我们每次去那村呢，他们那些狗都会一直叫我们。
Every time when we went to the village, the dogs barked at us.
当我们带别村的孩子去那村呢，他们有时候那些狗就会追那些学生。
And sometimes when we bring our own students to the village, the dogs will chase after the students.
但是从那天晚上开始,
But ever since that night,
那些狗呢, 看到我们就不叫了。
The dogs did not bark at us.
可能就是这个新的态度让这个巫师, 愿意让我们这位弟兄为他的女儿祷告。
It was perhaps, this new attitude that allowed the chief priest of the village to say yes,when we wanted to pray for his daughter.
当 Esther 和我先被派到这个村去带他们的中文的查经的时候，
When Esther and I were first sent to this village to lead a Chinese Bible study.
去查经呢都是差不多四五岁的小孩子小娃们。
The people who came were actually four or five-year-old little kids.
他们中文不是他们听不懂中文。
They didn't understand English.
他们只想唱唱一些歌。
Oh, sorry, they didn't understand Chinese. They just wanted to sing.
那唱完歌了以后呢，他们就跑出去玩。
So after singing, they just went out to play.
留在屋子里面，他们就在那边睡觉。
And those who remained in the house were actually sleeping.
但是我最后一晚。
But on my last night there.
就是七月六号，去年的七月六号。
July 6, 2010.
去 Irene 家查经的人大部分都是孟宏春的大人。
The people who went to Irene's house for Bible study were actually, most of them are adults.
在这短短的一年多
In 1 year,
我们看到全家信主的从一增加到十家。
We saw that the number of Christian families there increased from 1 to 10.
我们刚刚有读过这个哈巴谷的这个先知的他埋怨。
So we just read about the prophet Habakkuk's complaint.
在哈巴谷第一章第五节，神跟哈巴谷回答。
Well, in verse 5 of the same chapter, this is how God's answer.
他说：“你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇。”
Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed.
因为在你们的时候，我行一件事。
For I am going to do something in your days.
所以有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
That you would not believe even if you were told.
假如神在我们还没去孟宏村带查经的那时候跟我们说啊，你在差不多在一年多中会有十家啊人来信主，我们真的会不相信。
If God had told us that in 1 year's time there will be 10 families in that village who will believe in God, we actually wouldn't believe it at first.
十家是差不多那村的三分之一。
10 families is about a third of the village.
学校在那边已经十年了。
Our school has been there for 10 years.
在那十年只有一家。
In these 10 years, only one family believed.
在一年多变成十家，我们真的会不相信。
In 1 year, it will increase from 1 to 10. How can we believe that?
在这四年当中，Esther 和我学到。
10 or 4? 4. Oh, okay. In these 4 years, Esther and I have learned.
无论我们觉得多么失望。
No matter how disappointed we may feel,
神是没有离弃我们的。
God never abandons us.
神的手永远在动工。
God's hand is always at work.
那你们的今天可能坐在这里。
So you are sitting here today.
听 Esther和我的分享。
Listening to Esther's and my shares.
你可能觉得，哎呀，我真的希望我也可以跟他们一样，这样子经历这位圣经里面的神。
You may say to yourself, ah,、oh, I also wish that I can be just like them to experience God's work.
假如你想一样的跟我们一起建立啊经历神，我有个秘密可以告诉你。
If you want to be like us to experience God, I have a small trick I can show you.
让耶稣做你个人的救主。
Let Jesus Christ be your personal savior.
然后去做神要你做的事情。
And do what God wants you to do.
你失败的时候不用怕。
When you fail, do not be afraid.
再一次去做。
Just try it one more time.
假如耶稣不是你个人的救主呢？
If Jesus is not your personal savior,
你怎么能经验他呢？
How can you experience him?
假如你不是他家的人，
If you are not in his family,
你怎样会去得到神要给他儿女的财富呢？
How can you get the inheritance the Godfather wants to give him?
假如你已经是一位基督徒了，
If you are already a Christian,
真正的让耶稣做你的救主，
Then truly make Jesus Christ your personal savior.
太多时候我们基督徒的生命有点很像三国演义一样。
Oftentimes, Christian lives are like those in the Three Kingdom era in China.
圣经告诉我们说这世界有两个国。
The Bible tells us that there are only two kingdoms in this world.
神的国还有撒旦的国。
God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
那虽然说我们信徒是属于神的国，
Even though we belong to God's kingdom,
但是我们很多时候不愿意顺服神。
But oftentimes we are not submitting to God.
我们想自己当王。
We want to be our own lord.
那三国演义让我们知道。
If you know about the Three Kingdom era history in China,
当那些不应该做王的人当王的时候，不好的事情会发生。
When those who should not be kings become a king, bad things will happen.
所以我们大家要真正的顺服神。
So truly, we should really submit to God.
真正成为神的百姓。
To become God's people.
那虽然说神是不会要求我们每一位去传福去宣教工厂。
Of course, God won't ask all of us to go on to the mission field.
但是神是要我们每一位基督徒去传福音。
But God does ask every single one of us to evangelize.
我不知道你们有没有用这个主导文做过你们个人的祷告。
I don't know if you've ever prayed in Lord's Prayer.
你们的周报后面有印这个主导文。
And the back of your weekly pamphlet has the Lord's Prayer printed on.
在主导文里面有一行，他是说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
In the Lord's Prayer, one line says, May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我不知道你们有没有想过这个问题。
I don't know if you have ever thought about this question.
当神要行他的旨意在地上之后，大部分时间他是怎么样去做呢？
When God's will is done on earth, how is it done on earth?
只要你去读你的圣经，你会发现大部分时间是透过。
If you read your Bible, you'll know that oftentimes this is done through people.
So 每一次你说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
So every time you say that, let your will be done on earth as it's in heaven,
你是在跟神说，神啊，请用我去传福音。
You are actually saying, God, please use me to evangelize.
在1856年
In
1856,
Hudson Taylor was traveling by boat from Shanghai to another city.
跟他一陪伴的有一个基督徒，中国的基督徒，他的英文名字叫 Peter.
So traveling with him was a Chinese Christian by the name Peter.
那有一天戴德森他在休息之后，他听到有人掉进这个水中。
So one time when Taylor was resting, he heard someone falling into the water.
他马上冲出去，然后发现是他的好朋友 Peter 掉进水里面。
He found out that it's Peter, his friend, who fell into the water.
戴德森就马上跳进水里。
Right away, he jumped into the water.
然后在他们船的附近呢，有那个几条渔船在那边看。
So now, this time, several fishermen around there were just watching this accident.
So 戴德森呢就叫说，过来过来，用你们的渔网来救这个人。
And Taylor was shouting, "Hey, a man's drowning, so come and help us."
但是那些渔夫呢就不去，他们说他们在捕鱼，太忙了，没时间。
But the fisherman was saying, "We are too busy. We don't have time to save you."
戴德森就跟他们请求说，一个人在快被淹死，不要说什么不方便嘛。
The Taylor was saying, "Somebody's gonna die. How can you say it's not convenient and you are busy?"
然后呢，他就跟他说，哈哈哈，我愿意付你们钱。
And Taylor said, "Okay, I'm willing to pay if you were willing to come save us."
所以他们就开始吵架还价。
So they were bargaining.
终于他们答应了，他们就把他们的船开过来。
At a long last, they finally set on a price, and the fishermen came.
用他们的渔网，不到一分钟，他们就把彼得救出来了。
The fishermen used their net. In less than a minute, they pulled Peter up.
然后他们那些渔夫就等在那边，要等钱。
And the fishermen were waiting there to be paid.
戴德森给他的朋友人工呼吸。
So Taylor was doing this artificial respiration method for his friend Peter.But it was too late. Peter was dead already.
那每一天，在我们这个世界，有很多人从来没有听过福音的人离开这世界。
Every day, many people who've never heard of the gospel leave this world.
可是很多人，很多基督徒站在旁边观看。
Yet many Christians just stand by the shore and look at it.
有些人说不方便。
Many say, "Oh, it's not convenient for me."
有些人在神吵架还价，说这个代价太大了。
Some Christians bargain with God, saying, "It the cost is too much for me."
有一天，我们每一位人都会面对神。
One day we will all face to face with God.
在那天，假如你还不是一个基督徒。
On that day, if you are still not a Christian.
那天还会相信撒旦的谎言吗？
Will you still believe in Satan's lies that day?
还是你会活在神的当中？
Or will you live in God that day?
假如你是一个基督徒，
If you are a Christian,
那天耶稣会不会看到你救人脱离撒旦的脱离撒旦？
On that day, will Jesus find you rescuing people from the power of Satan?
或者他会发现你站在那边看人被撒旦的谎言淹死呢？
Or will Jesus find you just standing around watching people drowning and die?
或者你还是会在 继续的跟神吵架管教。
Or will you still be bargaining with God?
弟兄姐妹，不要怕去传福音。
Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of evangelization.
传福音去宣教不是关于你或我。
Missions is not about you or me.
要你真正要经验神。
But it's about experiencing God.
让神做你心中的王。
So that he may become your true God.
然后去做他要你去做的事情。
So that you can do what he wants you to do.
那我们祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们求你的圣灵来充满我们的心。
We ask your Holy Spirit to fill our heart.
让我们可以体验你对世界的神的心。
So that we can experience your will for the world.
让我们能爱你所爱的。
So that we can love what you love.
打开我们的眼睛，所以我们可以看到你所看到的。
So open up our eyes so we can see what you see.
神啊，也求你给我们勇气。
God, also give us courage.
给我们勇气去做你的旨意。
The courage to carry out your wills.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
每一天为你的旨意祷告。
That we should pray for your will every day.
为你的旨意可以行在地上。如同行在天上祷告。
So that your will can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主啊，在我们的家。
Lord, in our home.
在我们的学校。
In our school.
或者我们的工作。
Or in our workplace.
在我们的教会。
In our church.
在我们的社区。
In our community.
在这个世界。
In this world.
神，我们求你用我们。
God, use us.
让我们可以成为这世界的祝福。
So that we can be the blessing of this world.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. They also brought two photo albums.
就在外面的招待桌上。
They are right outside the table outside.
大家崇拜结束之后，很值得去看看。
After the service, you can go there and take a look.
我有机会问他们的儿子Caleb 说你吃过哪些肉。
So I actually asked their son Caleb, what kind of meat have you ever eaten?
猪肉、牛肉、鸡肉那是很平常的。
Of course, pork, beef and chicken are very common.
还有很好吃的是老鼠肉。
But he also said, rat's meat.
有一张照片是他们每个人手上都拎了一只或两只老鼠。
So in a photo, it shows each person in the photo were holding one or two rats in their hands.
那另外一张就是这个小 Kayla 手中握了一只烤熟的老鼠。
In another photo, we see little Caleb with a baked rat.
然后他们那边蛇很多。
Oh, and also there are many snakes there.
包括很多毒蛇。
Many are poisonous.
所以每个人都要非常擅长打蛇。
So many people are adept at killing snakes.
然后你有一张照片，你会看到 Esther 拿了一条蛇，大概这么长。
So in a photo, you see Esther holding a snake this long.
后来他们吃了那条蛇，是吧
？And they ate that snake afterwards.
我问他们说，在那边什么东西给他们最大生命的威胁？
So I ask them, what's the most threatening to your life back there?
毒蛇当然是其中之一。
Of course, a poison snake is one of them.
那更严重的其实就是生病。
But even more so is being sick.
就在那边的死亡率是很高的。
Mortality rate there is very high.
听他们说，包括很多孩子生病的时候，父母就任凭孩子死去。
Often when a kid becomes sick, the parents just let the kid die.
所以在那边宣教实在是非常的不容易。
So it's very difficult to do missions work there.
请大家继续在祷告当中纪念他们。
So please continue to pray for their work.
我们也真的是也为自己祷告，看神可以怎么样使用我们。
We also should pray, and ask God how He can use us.
他们那个学校固定的大概需要22位老师教各种不同的课程。
At any given time, their schools need 22 teachers to teach various subjects.
现在多半的老师从东南亚，比如说马来西亚，更多是从中国。
Some teachers are from Malaysia. Most are from China.
中国的家庭教会。
From the family churches in China.
如果我们有弟兄姐妹，你觉得你可以拿出半年或一年的时间去那里服事？
If you feel that you have a half a year's time, or even a year's time to go there and serve.
好好为这件事情祷告。
Pray for this.
然后也可以跟Derek 他们联络。
And you can also contact Derek.
好，那我们我们接下来呢，我们会放一个这个 PowerPoint。
We'll play a PowerPoint slide.
让大家可以了解一下我们教会支持哪些宣教士的家庭和宣教机构。
To show you the various missionaries that our church support and the various missionary organizations.
然后在地下室我们有一个宣教园地。
In the basement, we also have this missionary
corner.
Yeah.
那在那边有张贴很多宣教士他们的照片，还有他们最新的代祷信。
In the bulletin, we show many prayer letters and photos of the missions.
有一些最新的是这几天才刚放上去的。
Some of them are quite new. We just put them up several days ago.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹吃饭的时候能够去看。
So you can take a look when you have lunch downstairs.
我们现在看这个 PowerPoint.
So let's look at the PowerPoint slides.